Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
So for any family with a high school age kid, you might think, hey, there's a lot of thought that goes into the decision about where to go to college and maybe even if they should go to college. A lot of decision making, a lot of things to consider. Dr. Kevin Field is with us. He's with Career Vision, and he's got some advice for us. And I know you folks at Career Vision deal with this in a really deep way. You dig in deep on what kids are best at and try to set them on their path for the best success in the future, and that's no small task. I know, Kevin, thanks for calling in this afternoon.
And I appreciate the time today. Good to be with you.
Good to be with
you
too.
We, you know, this time of year is a very exciting time of year. You know, I have a college sophomore and fraternal twin high school juniors, and this is a time of year when colleges come to visit the high schools. There's a lot of anticipation. Some kids are kind of quick to jump on all this. Other kids may take more time to kind of express an interest and get going with it. But, you know, it's an exciting time. It's also a bit of a scary time, quite frankly, because the cost of college has gone up. I think everybody pretty much knows, you know, greater than inflation. But when you actually play around with these college calculators on school websites, a lot of people get sticker shock. And so there's some, you know, sometimes some pretty spirited conversation that happens around affordability. You know, we have some great community colleges around here, and they're very cost effective, and for many people can end up being a really good choice. Mm-hmm. 4-year colleges can be very exciting, can be a great opportunity for your child to have independence, but there's also some risks, and the risks are academic. Sometimes the child is prepared, and sometimes there's some gaps. And then the other side is social. We all know that kids can have a good time, but you know, quite frankly, colleges don't put a lot of constraints on what they do socially, and sometimes kids can get in trouble from that.
Mm-hmm. All things to think about. You saw during the pandemic, some kids chose to go to, or students chose to go to community college. If you think if it's not in person, let's try to do this while I figure out what it is I'd like to major in. Do you recommend that route to some students that come your way?
Well, you know, we're in the western suburbs, and actually a majority of our kids in our high school do go directly to community college. So it's kind of been a trend for a few years. It really has the advantage of giving your child some chance to mature academically, maybe clarify their focus. Transferring is a distinct possibility. It's often a good option. 4-year colleges, you know, U of I is a great example. It's a really good school, but it's also a highly ranked party school. So, you know, having a real discussion with your child about, you know, some expectations. I mean, you know, I think it's important for the parents to be mindful of maybe what some of their biases are, and to be open-minded and have open communication. You know, try to solve this problem together, you know, factoring in resources and really some accountability. Mm-hmm. Kids want to be independent, but honestly, they need to really earn that and demonstrate that. And, you know, I think the parents need to be mindful of what their child's high school experience has been. And you're really making a prediction about how they'll do on their own if they're away at college.
A question I want to ask you, Dr. Field, and I wonder if this is a trend or if I'm just seeing this more and more. When you hear about the tests like the SAT, the ACT, which you absolutely had to take when I was growing up, and you needed to do well on those if you wanted to get in the college of your choice, I'm now hearing that more colleges are going test optional. I wonder how common that is and what you have to say about that.
Well, you know, test optional is fine. Schools did that in part due to the logistics of getting kids to be able to actually sit down and take the test. You know, at our high school, the PSAT, which is in the junior year, was administered yesterday. You know, the PSAT is required in all high schools for a reason. I think it's to get the kids to get some kind of indication of their academic readiness. It doesn't have perfect information, but it does have good information, and it should really prompt some discussion about the level of academic preparedness. There's a school really for everybody out there, but some schools are more challenging to get into and get through, and some majors are more challenging than others. So it's trying to be both optimistic and realistic at the same time, trying to balance that, because honestly, if your child has a good direction and a good sense of what's realistic, they're more likely to be successful, and that success will feed on itself. When it comes to the test scores, I would encourage kids to take either the SAT, which they are required to do actually, but to take it seriously and to do some preparation and see what kind of score they get. A lot of kids take the ACT. Sometimes kids do a little better on one versus another. They're an ACT or an SAT kind of kid. There are some differences. But when it comes to scholarships, I really believe that schools
that.
Do take those into account.
Yeah.
And so it really depends on what level of aspiration you have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for some merit money,
take
those
tests.
Schools can say what they want, but
Dr. Field,
I think it's a good idea if you have a good score.
Yeah, I'm almost out of time here. I just want to say, direct people to careervision.org. You have a ton of resources there on exactly these types of issues, and thank you for the time this afternoon.
Well, good to be with you. Thank you.